how will we know if we're making a difference, or how would you know if you're making a difference to the people, you know, in terms of to people and the life they want to live?
Because hopefully they'll flourish, but also your feedback, the quality, you know, you have, it's the basics that you can measure it on incidents, you can measure it on illness, you can measure it on hospital admissions, you can measure it on all sorts of things. That's your factual stuff. But there's also the soft stuff about somebody being happy. When we got the first, the live-in started, I think it's end of January, and I think we were on to the second person, just the second person. So it probably was about 3 or 4 weeks in, and Dad smiled.
Right. Tell me more about that.
So he hasn't smiled for a long time. He's had a lot going on with his strokes and everything else, and in and out of hospital and having a bad time. We thought we were going to lose him in hospital at one point, and not because he was that ill, but because he got poor care. And yeah, so I came over and I said, how's it going, Dad? And he smiled, and I thought that was massive. And the difference is, not only did he smile at me, but he's smiling at the carers. And
there was a connection.
Yeah, yeah. And that meant he was happy. And I said, how is it better? And he said, it's nice not to have so many people coming in and out the house, because everyone rushes in, and I would say they rush about, but there was often 30 minutes sitting in the kitchen fiddling about on mobile phones, which I struggled with horrendously. But no, it was just the fact they could relax. And having somebody at night meant Mum could relax. She wasn't keeping an eye out for Dad, because they sleep in separate rooms. Mm-hmm. So she relaxed. She sleeps through the night now. They're both eating better.
Yeah.
They're having a little wobble with fluids, but that's never going to be plain sailing. But they've both been eating better. They've just been more relaxed, really. Right. And they've actually, Mum's got out of bed. That's massive.
Yeah.
Mum's actually having personal care. Yeah. That's more massive.
Yeah.
Because that was something we never talked about. She wouldn't accept.
Yeah.
But the carers had the right approach. And that's another part of it. They had the right approach, but they also had the time to say, shall we? And she went, all right, because she trusted them. So now she has a wash every day. They have been getting Mum out of bed to sit next to Dad, because they were so far apart. Yeah. She had a big bed. He couldn't move because he's stuck in his recliner. So they were just like across the room. We got another armchair in. The staff managed to encourage Mum to get out, sit next to Dad. They started to hold hands. They were talking to each other, watching TV, and then she'd hop back into bed in the afternoon. But they had that quality time. And you think,
and what do you think it was that enabled those things to happen?
It was having somebody here all the time. It was the living care.
Yeah.
It was the living care.
Yeah. Okay.
And also having somebody here at night.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I used to be on call all through the night. Yeah. So I literally slept with the phone.
And they create those conditions.
Yeah.
So coming to the end of sort of things going to want to explore. But what do you think in terms of that experience that you're talking about there, in terms of that creates environment for people to get the care, what, and also for people working to feel that they can do that as well?